It's time for our weekly visit with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you after a pretty tough day at the office yesterday?
Yeah, things pretty down, obviously. You know, we lost great people. The games go on, but it's hard to focus 100% when you lose such big pieces of your family, basically. And we're just trying to make it the best we possibly can right now, man.
Well, I'm sure. And, it's tough all over in this business and so many others along the way. But let's talk about sports and some things that are good, some things that need some work. Celtics back at it tonight. Is it just me? I didn't see whether it was last night or even in the win on Sunday, a great sense of urgency on this Celtics team.
Yeah, you can say that about all the teams in Boston right now, believe it or not. Yeah, but you're right. It's, you know, yesterday, especially, I thought, you know, Sunday against Portland, you know, they came out, had the right mindset, and then they let their foot off the gas. Yesterday, they really, you know, other than that one stretch in the third quarter where they got back in the game, Jaylen Brown put him on his back, you know, they're just out there going through the motions. I don't know if it's, you know, because we're not in the playoffs yet or not, but, you know, the Celtics have to be careful because I've always maintained you want to be playing your best basketball going into the postseason. And it's clear, you know, that they're lacking that sense of urgency, that toughness also. I mean, there's no way the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler should really win that game handily. I know the final score was closer than it indicated, you know, but Miami was in control of that game pretty much the entire time. And so if you're the Celtics, you're fighting for that number three seed. You know, that's something you want. You don't want to fall down to four or maybe even five. And so, I'm a little surprised that we didn't see more sense of urgency from them so far through the first three games.
Brooklyn's got some holes in that roster, but coming off a big win, what'll be the keys for the Celtics tonight?
Well, with no Kemba Walker, you know, I'd love to see Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward be the stars that they are. You know, this Brooklyn team is a shell of itself. You know, they're missing a lot of guys, you know, with no Kyrie, no Durant, no DeAndre. So they're missing a handful of guys. But I do believe Caris LeVert is going to play tonight. And if I'm correct, he dropped 51 against the Celtics the last time. And, you know, when we look back at this season and we start looking at the standings, the Celtics are on the verge of being swept by the Brooklyn Nets. That's something that can't happen. And I wonder if we'll point to those games saying, man, if the Celtics had only took care of business against those games, maybe they'd be the number two seed or something like that. So tonight, you know, I want to see the stars step up, no doubt. And then they need somebody off the bench, right? Marcus Smart has been struggling ever since that great game against Milwaukee. I need to see more from him. And where the young guys been at? Where's Robert Williams? You know, where's Romeo Langford? Where's Grant Williams? You know, we haven't been seeing those guys that much, and I think they'll get some time tonight. So it'll be their chance to earn some minutes.
It looks like they're on track for a number three seed, but that means the matchup that scared you and a lot of people the most, the 76ers.
Yeah, exactly. And the Sixers haven't looked great down there in Orlando just yet. But, you know, I feel like the Sixers play to the level of their competition. And we know that they'll be geared up and fired up to take on the Celtics. And so that's a matchup I don't want to see. One thing we've seen from the Celtics is they've been manhandled in the interior. You know, last night it was Bam Adebayo. Against Milwaukee, it was the Lopez brothers and Giannis. Against Portland, it was Nurkic. Do you really want to go against Joel Embiid in that headache in the first round? And so that's something to keep an eye on. I just don't like that matchup for the Celtics.
Kyle, out west, do you think there's any chance that the Spurs can sneak in and grab that number eight spot?
Yeah, the Spurs playing well, right? I mean, they got some veterans on that team, and that's something to look at. You know, the team that's surprising a lot of people, the Phoenix Suns, they're perfect 3-0 down there. Memphis, which is holding on to that eighth spot, I mean, they're in danger of losing their third straight game down there in Orlando. So that eighth seed in the West is sort of wide open, and those teams can throw Portland in. And Portland may be the team that comes out of it all, though, you know, because, you know, in terms of talent, they're a great team. They had a big win over Houston. And so you got about four teams out there in the West vying for that eighth seed, and they're all playing great ball, except the team currently in eighth, and that's the Memphis Grizzlies.
I tell you, I do enjoy the bubble basketball. It's so strange without the fans, but it's like watching the greatest pickup games ever assembled.
Yeah, and the games have been competitive, right? Mm. You know, a lot of these games have come down to the wire, and, you know, I know the Celtics haven't put forth their best effort, their best performances, but they've been involved in some close games all throughout, and, you know, you got a team like Phoenix. I mentioned, you know, against the Clippers last night, it comes down to a buzzer beater from Devin Booker. I mean, most of these games have been close. You know, we haven't seen the blowouts, and I think that has to do with the bubble situation. You know, there's no home court advantage, so nobody can really take advantage of the other team. The crowd doesn't play a part of it. And so you're right, these games have been entertaining so far.
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports. Boston Bruins probably needing a win this afternoon against Tampa Bay to secure that number one seed, but down 2-0 already, and they're having their struggles in the restart.
Yeah, exactly, and they're having struggles putting the puck in the net, right? And you talk about that sense of urgency from the Celtics. I'm feeling the same thing from the Bruins. I think they feel like, you know, this isn't the real playoffs. It doesn't matter about seeding, you know. And I wonder if they're, you know, a little pissed off that they even have to go through this seeding process. I wonder if they think, you know what, we should be the top seed no matter what. And so, you know, as we know in hockey, especially, a hot team, a hot goalie can carry you, and the Bruins are ice cold right now. I mean, the top two lines aren't doing anything for them, and they're struggling right now, and I wouldn't want to play Tampa. And we saw them against Philly also. You know, Philly could be an interesting playoff matchup. And so the Bruins got to get it together, man. Yeah, you're right. You know, a couple of weeks ago we thought they were a shoo-in for that top seed. Not so much now.
Do you think it's hard for these teams to come back after the layoff and just jump right into playoff intensity?
Yeah, I think so, and that's what you're seeing. You know, we talked earlier about, you know, in the NBA, you look at the bottom of the Western Conference, you know, those teams battling for 8, 9, 10, you know, 10. You know, those teams know they have to turn it on right now. Whereas you look at hockey, like I said, the Bruins already know, you know, we're in the main portion of the playoffs. We, you know, whatever happens here in this seeding round, we don't have to worry about. And you're right, it's 4 months off, 4 months away from competitive hockey, and some teams are having an easier time turning it up than others. You know, and the Bruins had started around. I mean, for most part of the season, they were the best team in the National Hockey League. There's no reason to think they can't, but it is a little concerning right now.
Thank goodness for basketball and hockey in July and August, because the Red Sox are almost unwatchable these days.
Yeah. Are they mathematically eliminated yet?
They must be.
I mean, it's just a joke what they're trying out each and every night, and we've talked about it, you know, the rotation. And if you don't win when Evaldi's on the mound, when are you going to win, you know, with this hodgepodge of a rotation for the Red Sox? And so another dismal loss last night. It's just, I don't know, there's no inspiration when it comes to them. Like, you know, baseball is back, but there's no reason to be excited about this Red Sox team. I think everybody knows, you know, I hate to use a term, you know, from many years ago, a bridge year, but this is clearly a bridge year for the Red Sox. And, you know, it's you're right, they're unwatchable. I mean, you know, you can't give up 3 runs in the first. You can't give up 6 or 7 runs each game and expect to win. And so, and we talked about it before, the only way they're going to win is 7-5, 6-4, something like that. Otherwise, they have no chance.
Couple more opt-outs for the Patriots this week. I don't know, what's your percentage take on the odds of there actually being, let's say, a full 16-game NFL season?
Wow, I'm a little worried. You know, the good thing, I guess, the thing that the NFL has going for it, the rosters are so huge. So even if you have 3 or 4 guys during the season who test positive, you know, it's in terms of percentage, you know, it's not like in baseball or, let's say, basketball. 3 or 4 guys on a basketball team test positive, you're decimated pretty much. You know, football seems hell-bent on getting started. But, you know, like we said before, hockey and basketball, they're doing it right, you know, a bubble. You know, NBA announced another round of no positive tests, which is great. I don't see football, how they escape that and come through unscathed. And so I'm still pessimistic about a full NFL season.
Kyle, what time is NBA, not NBA, Celtics pregame live tonight?
It's tonight at 8 o'clock. So, you know, the train keeps on rolling. You know, we keep doing the best we can. get you ready for this Celtics-Brooklyn Nets game. I'll be joined by Scal, Mike Gorman, and all the guys. That's tonight at 8 o'clock, one-hour pregame show.
Excellent. We'll be tuned in tonight. Kyle, we appreciate it, as always. Have yourself a good week, and we'll check in next Wednesday.
All right, Rich. Take care, man. Talk to you soon.
Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, with us on Downtown.